This is Radio Parallax, a slightly different perspective from a slightly different view, with topics that include matters in science, technology, history, politics, current events, and whatever we damn well please. And now the host of Radio Parallax, Douglas Everett.
Welcome to Radio Parallax. We're pleased at the response we've gotten from last week's show on the media, featuring Dr. Michael Parenti and Dr. Gary Aguilar. We received a very nice email from Colorado. Someone listened in on the web to say that they thought it was a very provocative and timely program. I must say that since we aired it last week, Dr. Parenti's discussion of how the media sort of is taking it for granted that we're going to go to war, not necessarily saying we're for war, but treating it very matter-of-factly, is more striking than ever. I watched the Nightly News with Tom Brokaw, which, as you know from last week's show, is part of NBC, which is part of General Electric, the sixth largest media corporation in the world, describing how one problem we're very concerned about in Iraq is the vast numbers of Iraqi soldiers who are going to surrender like they did last time. Could be 50,000, could be 100,000. And this, you know, of course, is going to create some logistic problems. If we've ever learned anything, I think, over the years about war, it is that it is unpredictable. And I just don't have that much faith, being that I can remember the Vietnam conflict, in rosy predictions about massive surrendering of the enemy. It would be nice if there was minimal bloodshed in the upcoming war, and I'm sorry to say I'm resigned now to the fact that the Bush administration is going to take us into war, even though, as we pointed out on last week's show, two-thirds of the American public is either against the war or says go in only if we have allied support. Events are transpiring so quickly it's hard to assess them, but that's all right. On next week's show, we're going to try and make sense out of where things are headed. But we're pleased to report that on this show, we're going to devote two-thirds of the program to UC Davis microbiologist Mark Wheelis. Dr. Wheelis is a senior lecturer in microbiology here at UCD, and I assure you we'll have some interesting things to say about the topic of bioterrorism. So stay tuned for that in our second and third segments today. But you know, Radio Parallax just wouldn't be itself without a bit of current events today. So let's look into the news and deal with maybe perhaps a few lighter topics today. We're going to get a little bit heavy later, so let's deal with some lighter fare. This isn't necessarily lighter fare, but I think something that seems to be having a happy ending, which is also, I think, dovetails nicely with our last week's show on the media. Jack Parr, TV pioneer, was hospitalized last week. Mr. Parr evidently suffered a stroke, but he was released from the hospital, evidently after having made some headway. Strokes are very funny illnesses. Sometimes people get better very quickly, and of course, sometimes they don't. We wish the absolute best for Jack Parr, because I don't mind telling you, he really is one of my heroes. And he's a man in which we, to some degree, try and pattern this show after. Most of you listening, I think, are probably too young to remember Jack Parr. He took over The Tonight Show in 1957 and stayed there 5 years till he was replaced by Johnny Carson, who, of course, was an institution for 29 years, handing the baton to Jay Leno back in the early 90s. But Parr was a guy who, no matter whether he was interviewing a starlet or a statesman, he was the epitome of the quick-witted, brash, and urbane raconteur. I'm quoting from the honorary doctorate that he received a few years back on his 80th birthday. I did something I've never done before, and I probably will never do again in relation to this. I went down to the florist and had them send flowers out to Connecticut to Mr. Parr, a man who I do not know at all, but again, a man who I admire a great deal. There was a letter submitted to the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences when he was to be a candidate to be inducted into their Hall of Fame, and I thought I would quote from it briefly. They said that Parr, quote, introduced America to Hollywood stars such as Judy Garland, Richard Burton, and brought sophistication to television with such guests as David Niven, Peter Ustinov, and John and Robert Kennedy. And his show gave birth to countless numbers of today's brightest stars such as Bill Cosby, Jonathan Winters, Woody Allen, Carol Burnett, Bob Newhart, and many, many others. When we started doing this radio program, on my very short list of people I would wish list, people I would like to interview, Jack Parr was probably near the top. I hope he recovers nicely, and I hope that we can also bring that that dream forward, and at some point, maybe this year, travel back east. Wouldn't that be nice? And see if we can't interview a giant of television who really this is the guy that introduced the desk, the Tonight Show, where guests would come in and sit down. I mean, it's that fundamental of what we take it for granted in entertainment and late night television these days. All right, one item that I absolutely cannot resist commenting upon. Dateline 3/12/2003, Washington, D.C. Congress says au revoir to French fries. Apparently, the congressional cafeterias, of which there are three, decided to stop calling it French fries and French toast at the behest of House member Bob Ney, Republican of Ohio, who is chairman of the House Administration Committee. Now, I'm a little bit unclear on how it is that the chairman of the House Administration Committee has the ability to change the names of food in congressional cafeterias, but what can you say? Your tax dollars at work. I got an email from one of our two men that we actually have down in Hollywood on this very issue, suggesting that, France is not the only one that that hawks and the administration are mad at. They're also mad at, you know, the Russians and the Germans too. So what, are we going to stop calling it Russian dressing? You know, do we have to rename Bratwurst and Heineken into something that's more, patriotic? I don't know. Stay tuned. We're gonna investigate that on next week's show. I guess we're having an email fest today. Here's another one that I was sent. I cannot resist quoting from. This is sent to us from Lisa. I should try and do this with a Canadian accent. This originated in Canada, this email. On behalf of Canadians everywhere, I'd like to offer an apology to the United States of America. I'm sorry we called George Bush a moron. He is a moron, but it wasn't nice of us to point it out. The fact that he's a moron shouldn't reflect poorly on the people of America. After all, it's not like you actually elected him. I'm sorry we burnt down your White House during the War of 1812. I notice you've rebuilt it. It's very nice. I'm sorry about your beer. I know we had nothing to do with your beer, but we feel your pain. I'm sorry about waffling on Iraq. I mean, when you're going up against a crazed dictator, you want to have your friends by your side. I realize it took more than 2 years for you guys to pitch in against Hitler, but that was different. Everybody knew he had weapons. And finally, on behalf of all Canadians, I'm sorry that we're constantly apologizing in a passive-aggressive way, which is really a thinly veiled criticism. I sincerely hope you will not be upset over this. We've seen what you do to countries you get upset with. Now, we had planned to read to you an email that we received a couple weeks back from our friend Roger Peterson on a soldier's viewpoint of surviving nuclear, chemical, and biological attacks. But it's a very good essay. It's going to take a little bit of time to read. And as it turned out, Dr. Mark Wayless was so interesting that I think he's going to pretty much fill up our allotted time today. So I'm going to put that off till next week and do that as a follow-up to today's show. And I think it would be wise at this point if we went out a bit early because we've got a lot of ground to cover. So stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Parallax on KDVS 90.3 FM. I'm Douglas Everett.